So the 10 card here is Jordan Holden. Novice Heat 1. Got the 33, Hamish Campbell. Luca Illich in the 42. The 14, Brody Trapano. Riley Bates is in the 12. The 17 is Jake McKinnon. Corey Carson's in the 19. Jed Ridley's in the 64. And Ethan Campbell rounds out the runners. Working their way through for a start here around the outside. It's Jordan Holden that has the advantage in the 10 cart. He leads the way through turn three up over the rise now as they work through the PCR turn. On lap number one, one cart off the circuit. It looks like it might be the 40 or the 14 of Trapano. I'm not sure about that as they come through the Mattich Concrete short chute towards the S's and up onto the back straight. Hamish Campbell, Luca Illich, all up there with Jack Charles, Jed Wrigley in the 64, and then Ethan Campbell. So it's Bates and Holden are towards the front of the field with Corey Carson in the 19. Also here with seven laps to go. The 12 is Bates leading the way from Carson. So Bates leading from Carson. Great job here to start. Bates and Carson are your race leaders. They've got a bit of a gap now. There's your race leader. Continues up the back straight. Race leader is still Riley Bates, the Canberra driver. Carson still just back. So Carson just back from him. Then a big gap between the next group. Oh, we've got a slow cart there. That's the 42 of Luca Illich. So Luca Illich off the circuit now. So unfortunately a slow cart here in this first heat of the novice. So the novice heat number one underway here at Circuit Mark Webber in Canberra. Great to have you all on board once again here on this new look circuit. Fantastic roll up. Bates now being caught by Carson. Then it's back to the 33 of Hamish Campbell, who leads that second group through. But it's Carson closing in on Bates as they go through PCR. Now down the Jacks tyre, right-hander, that bank tyre into the hairpin. That's the AMV hairpin with Bates leading Carson. Two cart lengths, the difference between those two. Bates and Carson, nose to tail as they head around the top turns now. Race leader, still Riley Bates. Here, cart number 12, the PCR cart, doing his best for the moment. Carson, now about a cart length and a half behind him. Good charge here at the front of the field in heat number one. Race leader, still Bates. Carson within a cart length now as they go through PCR turn. The two front runners both in the PCR carts. It's great to see so many juniors out here at Circuit Mark Webber. And a great way to start here with the novices. Heat number one out on the track. So a race leader heads down the pit straight into the pit turn. And Bates has pulled out a little bit of an advantage this time by. He's got himself a little bit of breathing room, then back. Good battle between the Campbell 33 and Wrigley, who's looking up the inside into turn one. Luke Wrigley in that green 64 is there in second place. So whilst the leaders are heading through the natural gas and water S's, AMW, Karting Addiction hairpin is where we see Luke Wrigley now taking up to third position. So Luke Wrigley onto the back straight and leads that second group of carts as the white flag is out. Right flag, Riley Bates is in the lead. He's got a two-cart length advantage over Corey Carson back there in a second. Then this big gap back to Luke Wrigley, followed by Campbell, and back there as well is Jake McKinnon in the 17 cart. So our leaders through the Jack's Tired Bank right-hander and into the Karting Addiction hairpin for the final time. Through the Ruiz group, left-hander now up into the S's and onto the back straight for the final time. Race leader is working his way around the top of the circuit now. Riley Bates out in front. Bates ahead of Carson. Our battle is for third as we watch Campbell coming back now at Wrigley. So our race leader to the checkered flag is Campbell up the inside of Wrigley, and Campbell and Wrigley loop it. As the checkered flag waves, Riley Bates takes the win from Corey Carson. In fact, that second place going to Corey Carson. Third place now going to the 17 of Jake McKinnon. Luke Wrigley gathers it back up for fourth position. And then we'll see. It looks like the next cart through will be the 50 of Jack Charles. So Charles will come home in fourth. Then it's back to the 33 of Campbell and rounding out the final spot. I didn't see that number come through there, but a couple of carts not getting home in the end, which is disappointing for them. It's Jack Charles, I think, was a finisher there, so I think he finished in fourth. So fifth, and Campbell was sixth. So, the novice. Heat number one in the book here. Up next, it's Novice Peas. Almost set now for the Novice Peas out on the circuit. Charlie Campbell is in the three. The eight is Emil Dunlop. The 15, Dylan Wells. The 22, Patrick Camp. The 67 is Liam Carr. Jet McKerney in the 72. The 77 is Aidan McCabe. Then it's Riley Pryor in the 88. And Joseph Bianchini is in the 95. So all these drivers have had three races or less experience here in karting, running in the Novice P. So great to see so many karts. Now, problem on the circuit for Patrick Camp in the 22. Hopefully they can get that fired up and get him away. So they're looking to get him fired up. So the 22 away now. Good news for Patrick Camp that he can get fired up and go. So Novice Peas, Campbell, Dunlop. We're waiting now to hopefully get Patrick Camp in the 22 up to the back of the field. He heads through the cut through now. So we'll probably be one more lap away. Thanks to Mitchell Glassworks, great sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Fantastic to have Mitchell Glassworks coming on board. They're four, Geelong Street, M. Fishwick, 6280611 for shower screens, mirrors, wardrobe doors, and all your glazing and glass products. Mitchell Glassworks, proud sponsor of the Southern Star Series here in Canberra. We've gone the cut through, half haven't. So that is where cut through can be messy, unfortunately. But as I mentioned, these drivers all less than three race experience. So I'm sure we will have the opportunity to discuss with them if, the starting procedures in future. So as we get set, I don't think we'll get a start. We've got some of them catching up now, so hopefully we'll get a start next time by. It's out there on the circuit. The three is Charlie Campbell. The 8 is Amelia Dunlop, the 15, Dylan Wells, 22, Patrick Camp, 67, Liam Carr, Jet McKerney's in the 72, 77 is Aidan Cabe, Riley Pryor in the 88, and Joseph Bianchi rounding out the final running order. So great to have so many drivers on board. Don't forget, you can listen to the commentary later on at sportradio.com.au. So you can listen to the commentary at sportradio.com.au. As I think we'll be right for a start this time, just one straggler. We'll get a chance here to catch up, and we'll be away with the novice P's. It's juniors, then rookies, and rounding out the this split Southern Star Series junior performance, and also we'll have open performance as well. So looking for a start this next time by. Eddie Ruiz ready for them now. In good formation, and away we go. The Australia flag is out, and we're racing. So great start here as they work their way down into the dip and through turn three up towards the PCR hairpin. And a good start there to our race leader heading into the Karting Addiction hairpin, the 67 of Liam Carr. So Liam Carr leading the way. Car. Liam Carr in the 67 out in front. So as they work their way across the start finish line. Race leader across the line in that 67. The 67 leader, Liam Carr, out in front. Second place, working just about two kart lengths behind. They work through, bogging down through the Karting Addiction hairpin that time. And that gives the 88 of Riley Pryor a big opportunity through the TLC construction of the natural gas mortar S's, and Pryor trying his best to be able to work his way past the leader of Liam Carr, nose to tail as they come down the pit straight. The race leader comes through. Carr still leading from Pryor in second position. In third, it is the three card of Charlie Campbell. Campbell in the 77, then it's back to McCabe. Further back to the 72 of Jet McInerney. So our race leader out in front. Great start there for the 67 of Liam Carr, Riley Pryor. So with Aidan McCabe in the 77, just right in front now of what looks like the 22 of Patrick Camp. So our race leader there doing a good job. Race leader. Heat number one of the Novice Peas. Great to see so many young drivers getting the chance to race karts here while coming out of our COVID environment and getting great numbers here at Circuit Mark Webber for the Southern Stars Series. So as our leaders now in the 67 with Riley Pryor in the 88, nose to tail, heading across the start-finish line. Well, maybe Patrick Camp's had problems. His cart did have dramas at the start. We'll see now as the leaders are around the top of the circuit. It is a great drive here in Jet McInerney, Aidan McCabe, Charlie Campbell, Riley Pryor. Heat one of the Novice Peas. So the three laps remaining here as we come across the line. Liam Carr, Riley Pryor, just last lap times for those drivers were 1 minute and 10 seconds for Joseph Bianti. So Riley Pryor now makes the pass on Liam Carr. So Riley Pryor is leading the way. Pryor out in front. Our race leader, great job here for heat number one. Yeah, so we've got Amelia Dunlop in the 8 and Patrick Camp. Both look like they're off the circuit. As we have one lap to go, so the white flag out now. Liam Carr back in front, the front two mixing it up here late in the race as the Charlie Campbell is back there in. It will be the 67 and the 88 racing it out to the checkered flag. So we've got yellow flags being called for in the pit corner. So it could be our leaders. No, that's Campbell. Charlie Campbell's coming home. Yeah. So Liam Carr in the 67 is now leading by 0.3 of a second. Liam Campbell, Riley Pryor. Now it's Jack McInerney up into third. Aidan McCabe back there in fourth position. That's their winner, Liam Campbell, across the line now. Now let's see. I think Riley Pryor might have got into some trouble there. So the checkered flag is out. So the checkered flag out now for Liam Carr. Liam Carr taking the win. Now we're waiting for second place to come through. So second place now coming through the pit turn. I think we'll finally find it. Will be Aidan McCabe who comes up into second. So Jet McInerney in the 72 was the next one through. Dylan Wells was a lap down. Aidan McCabe comes home in third. Then it's Charlie Campbell. So Riley Pryor must have been involved in that penultimate incident. Joseph Bianchini rounding out the running order. So an interesting start to the novice P's with Liam Carr. Great drive there coming home first. Jet McInerney and Aidan McCabe first, second and third. As we get set now for junior, light, medium and heavy, it's Lana Allen in the three, Edith McLansbur in the four, Reg Barry is also out there. Then you have Kyle Morse in the heavies in the 23, Marcus Everett in the 88, and the 22 of Charles Cohen's in the mid-weighted class. Cooper Barnes is in the 8, Connor Zimmerman, Pearson Cooper hasn't got across the line yet in the 13, Ruben Ross in the 28, Jamie Pretzkowski. Now, Kyle Morse, I haven't seen gone across the line either. We've got Blair Elliott in the 44, Jamie Newton in the 45, Alec Ninovic in the 88, Imogen Radburn in the 90, Jet Koski, and then Will Jones in the 98 with Troy O'May. Rounding out the 16 in the big lights class, two in the heavies and just one in the mid-weights. So we're waiting for a start here as we get set for heat number one of the juniors. Great to have so many on board. Away and racing. Good even start. The three of Allen gets the jump off the outside of the front row. They work their way through the dip and up onto Ward's, the Scuderia PCR, turn number four. And it is Allen in the three who leads the way. Looks like it's Hayden Crossland running in second as they're through the Karting Addiction hairpin. And then into the Madditch Concrete straight. Oh, cart off the circuit there. Just can't pick up that number. And that is perhaps the 32, I think, of Jamie Pretzkowski. So Pretzkowski might be the cart that's off the circuit now. Great to have so many juniors here making their mark as we complete lap number one. Here in heat number one of the juniors. Race leader out there. And a great start for all the competitors here. So officials just keeping an eye on how things are progressing. So as the race leader heads across the start-finish line, we've got good battles right through the field. Great to see the Allen and Crossland carts. 3 and 7, nose to tail. Crossland's made that pass now. Up ahead of the 88 of Alex Ninovic. So Ninovic in the 88, running in second place. Ninovic around the top of the circuit. Looks like PCR cards dominating here at Circuit Mark Webber. As Crossland leads again. Crossland across the line now. Crossland completing lap number three. He has four laps remaining. Hayden Crossland. Connor Zimmerman in the 12. Running in second place. So Hayden Crossland. Leading the way in that number seven. But here comes the 88 of Alex Ninovic at the top of the circuit. Ninovic putting the pressure on, but just can't quite make the pass. So Crossland flicking the car into the Cower Kart Raceway pit turn. It's Crossland from the 88 of Ninovic. As there's three laps remaining. As Ninovic makes the pass now, and Ninovic leads the way. So Ninovic leading through into the natural gas and water S's, then up onto the D group back straight. Around the top turn now. And Ninovic in the 88 is doing a great job here. It's Ninovic leading the way here. Ninovic is your race leader. So as our race leader pulling away now at the front of the field. So the white flag is out. So white flag ready for our number 88, Alec Ninovic. Second place is Hayden Crossland in two. The capital lines and signs, turn number one. Then this big gaggle of carts all across the line. Across the line. It is the 88 is the leader. 88 heads around the top turn now onto the pit straight for the final time. The checkered flag is at the ready. And the victory goes to Alec Ninovic, second place Hayden Crossland. Then third place Connor. So great run there to Alec Ninovic to take the victory here in heat number one of the juniors. Just looking at that finishing order, it's the 88 of Alec Ninovic, 7 of Hayden Crossland, the 96 of Jet Kuskowski, then it's Connor Zimmerman in the 12 rounding out that top four. As we get set now for a start here in the rookies, heat number one, Xavier Evermedes, the four is Elijah Said, Josh Minot in the 6, Carmen Mirad in the 7, Joseph Bilardo in the 11, Elton Dalmiso in the 12, Darcy Boulding in the 15, Mitchell Loves in the 16, Daniel Quimby in the 24, George Proudford Naylor, then it's Bailey Sweet, Liam Feeney, Luke Power, Oliver Said, Josh Hart, Travis Campbell, Kobe McInerney, Will Dunlop, Charlie Caron, and Will Anderson rounding out the running order. Now, Luke Powell in the 35. We'll see if he gets up into position. Quite a mix of carts out here for heat number one. Xavier Avramides in the FK cart. Elijah Sayed in the Evo Vortex will be out of position number two. So we'll get set in a moment to get racing underway. As we're away and racing, rookies, heat number one, and around off the pole in the blue is the 55 of Xavier Avramides. Leading with a good margin, a huge gaggle of carts, 20 rookies all heading into the PCR turn. Now through the Jack's Tyres right-hander, they start to sort themselves out. And it's actually the six leading the way of Josh Bonneau. So it's Bonneau from Sayed. Bonneau from Sayed as they work their way up the back straight, that D group back straight for the first time. So Bonneau in the six, getting the jump as back down in second place, Elijah Sayed. Then it's back to the 15 of Darcy Balding. Balding now too wide as they head into the Capital Lines and Signs. Turn number one. Race leader heads through PCR and Bonneau leading from Sayed. Then it's back to Balding. Balding followed then by the seven cart of Marid. Marid, the next cart through, as they're nose to tail a bit further back with Bilardo and Marid. Then Quimby, Dalmaso, Power, Hart, Oliver Sayed. Then it's Kobe McInerney, Sweet, Travis Campbell, Love, and Anderson in the triple one. So Josh Bonneau, fastest lap of the race that time by. Bonneau leading the way here as we have the leader working towards the Karting Addiction hairpin through the Roars group, left-hander, and up onto the Matic Karting short chute towards the Natural Gas and Water S's. Back on to the D group, back straight, and Bonneau has a great lead. Elijah Sayed. Then it's Balding. Marid, Quimby, all nose to tail. As across the line, it's still Balding. Bonneau leading the way. Balding is closing in now on that second place runner, and we will have a battle for third position. I think Balding is being caught now as one cart wide off the track. Yet PCR rejoins now, but has lost a lot of track position. So Balding being caught by Quimby in the 24. Quimby's just set the fastest lap of the race. So Quimby now on the charge up into fourth position. So Quimby working his way through into third place. And also now those two have caught onto the back of Elijah Sayed. So Quimby with the FCL Transport JC Kart Vortex up the inside through PCR. Balding and Quimby both getting past Elijah Sayed in the number four. Sayed comes back now on the inside of the Karting Addiction hairpin through Roars group and up over the rise. Good driving here by the rookies. Heat number one here in the Mitchell Glassworks. In the Mitchell Glassworks Southern Star Series in Canberra. What a great way to come back to circuit Mark Webber here in 2020 after that COVID-19 lockdown. Josh Minot leading the way from Darcy Balding, Elijah Sayed, then it's Daniel Quimby, Murad, Bellaro, then it's Oliver Sayed, Kobe McInerney, Hart, Del Maso, battle into PCR again. Quimby makes the move, and Quimby, through Jack's tyres, consolidates that third position. Your leader, well out in front, in cart number six, is still Josh Minot. Second place, Darcy Balding. Third place now is Daniel Quimby in the 24 cart. So a great drive by Quimby. He's on to the back of Balding. But your leader is Minot coming to the checkered flag. Oh, to the white flag, my apologies. White flag this time. So Minot from Balding. Then it's back to Quimby. And unfortunately, Elijah Sayed just losing track position. But it's Quimby looking to set something up, going into turn three, through the dip, now towards PCR. And Quimby makes the pass. Balding tries to switch back. They head to Jack's Tyres right-hander. And Quimby has got the spot. Through the hairpin now. And Quimby holding on. The left-hander at Ruiz Group is setting it up for Balding as they head to the natural gas and water S's and back towards the D Group back straight. Checkered flag at the ready as they work their way around the top of the circuit. It's Minot well out in front. Quimby back there in second. Further back to Balding, who's going to make a last corner challenge, but Quimby, and here comes Sayed at the line. Sayed, I think, has picked up third position. So Sayed getting back to third as Balding tried to make the move for second place, and Balding just bogged himself down. Elijah Sayed gets the victory there by 0.033. of a second. Some great riding. So Minot, Quimby, Sayed, and then we went back to Balding in fourth position. Some great racing there in the rookies heat number one. Junior performance out on the circuit now. Mitchell Saunderson is in the three cart, and the five is Jordan Shalala. The 11 is James Stable. The 12 is Gianmarco Prattle. Tani Blairs in the 16. The 22, Luca Bilardo. Alexander Stephen in the 34. 43 is Henry McLansborough. The 65 is Joseph Camilleri. Then it's the Mario Vartanian in the 77, Ethan Smead in the 86, the 97 is Matthew Hansford-Taylor, William Gardner in the 98, and Bailey Monday is in the 99. So just a couple of the drivers there missing the cut through that might delay the start here in Heat 1 of Junior Performance. Seven laps the distance here for Junior Performance heat number one. So no start. Oh, we've got a green light on. That is that yellow? All right, it might be yellow there. So just the angle I'm on that start light looked green. But yep, definitely yellow on the computer. As we get set now, as we're set now for a start, looks like those stragglers have caught back up. So we wait now to see if our race drivers here, side by side as they come down towards the start, heat number one of Junior Performance, brought to you by Mitchell Glassworks. Our thanks to Mitchell Glassworks here for sponsoring the Southern Stars.
So a good jump. Saunderson off the front leads them up the inside. Trying to make his move was James Stable in the 11 cart. Saunders looks like he's got the whole shot though. And around the outside, the carts have managed to make a great move off the start. Shalala in the 5 cart. Looking racy here early as Saunders leads from Shalala in the 5. Then it's back to the 11 of James Stabile. Stabile working his way along the D group back straight. They're all single file now around the top of the circuit. Down the pit straight into the Power Kart Raceway pit turn. And it's Saunderson leading the way. Saunderson leading from Shalala. Then it's Stable, Prattle, then it's Stephen, the next cart through. So the MCK Iami of Saunderson making the move away from the PCR carts to the MCK. And he leads the way now with the pressure being applied on the back bumper by the 5 of Shalala. So Shalala, junior performance, heat number 1. It's Saunderson across the line, Shalala. Then it's Stefan, Alexander Stefan, Stable going back one spot. Prattle, McLands were in the 43 across from Orange. In the production line drafting, Gillard running back there in 6th position. Then it's Bilardo in the 22, Smead, Vartani, Camilleri, Gardner, Blair, Hansford, Taylor and Monday round out the front group of carts. As McLamps were right on the back bumper of Stabile. So, it's McLansborough putting the pressure on right through this heat number 1 for junior performance. It's Saunderson, Shalala, then back to Stefan. Prattle makes the move past Stabile now, and McLansborough still trying to make that pass as your top 5 and 6. Now McLansborough to the inside into PCR. Oh, a bit of bang and crash there as they head to the right-hander. And it will be Stabile who gets the spot back into the Carting Addiction hairpin. Now onto the Ruiz group left-hander, and McLansborough has got his way through. So Bilardo in the 22 now looking to close in on the 11 of Stabile. As our leader, Mitchell Saunderson, has got Jordan Shalala right behind him. Now, Shalala had the fastest lap of the race, a 48.5, I think it was. Saunderson now with a 48.556. More action there in PCR. Turn number 4. As Saunderson coming under some pressure here as he works through the natural gas and water S's and onto the D group back straight. Saunderson and Shalala nose to tail as they head down the pit straight and into the Power Kart Raceway pit turn. Our race leader is still Saunderson. The gap, 0.2 of a second. Then it's Shalala, Stefan, Prattle, McLansborough, Stabile, Bilardo. Then it's Vartani who makes the move up one spot over Schmid. Then it's Blair, Hansford, Taylor, Gardner, Monday and Camilleri in the next spot back. Our leaders continue to battle away as they work their way up the D group back straight. The front 2. Well in front of the 35 of Alexander Stefan. So we come to the white flag this time by. And it is your race leader, Mitchell Saunderson. Lap record now, 48.373. So he's responding to the pressure of Jordan Shalala as Saunderson, with about a cart length and a half between himself and the five card of Jordan Shalala. Shalala through the hairpin now, gets a great run through Ruiz Group, left-hander, and works his way back onto the back bumper of Saunderson as they go up the D Group back straight for the final time. It's Shalala looking for a way through. Shalala on the back of Saunderson. Saunderson holding him off for the moment. The three cut of Mitchell Saunderson through the Power Kart Raceway pit turn and across the Mitchell Glassworks for the checkered flag. Mitchell Saunderson, Jordan Shalala, Alexander Steffen, Giammarco Prattle, McLansborough next. Then it's Abel Vartanian, Bellardo, Smead, Blair, Hansford Taylor. Then back to Gardner. Monday, I'm expecting Camilleri through shortly. All right. Great work by Mitchell Saunderson to lead us away here in junior performance. Open performance is ready to go. Steve Martin in the two. Chris Brigoni in the three. Dean Starling in the four. Daniel Orsini in the 19. Then it's the 31 of Tony Brigoni. The 51 is Michael Stewart. The 60 of Matthew Erdman. And then the 82 of Simon Davison. So in good position now for a start. And away and racing. Martin on the inside, but around the outside it's Chris Brigoni who gets the jump and will lead the way. So Brigoni leading from Martin. Now Starling is going up the inside in the four of Martin. And Starling up into second position as they work their way into the Karting Addiction hairpin. It is the Chris Brigoni who leads the way from Starling. Then it's back to Martin. Further back then, 31 of Tony Brigoni as they are through the natural gas and water S's and up onto the D group back straight for the first time. Great roll-up of open performance here in heat number one. Brigoni, Chris Brigoni, under pressure as Starling tries to make the move. Starling now banging up through the gears and makes the pass going into turn number one. The capital lines and signs, turn number one. It's Starling who leads the way. Through now, side by side, through PCR as Chris Brigoni comes back at him. Through the right hand as the jack tires. And, oh, bit of a bang and crash there through into the hairpin. And on the left-hander of the Ruiz Group, left-hander, it will be Chris Brigoni who holds his advantage. Dean Starling, I think, might still be in second place now as open performance. Well and truly underway. So as our race leader across the start-finish line, Chris Brigoni, then it's back to Dean Starling. Erdman is the next car through. Tony Brigoni, Michael Stewart, Stephen Martin dropping back down through the field. Simon Davison, and then it's Daniel Orsini who rounds out the running order. So all single file now on circuit Mark Webber as they come through the Ruiz Group, left-hander, and up onto the mid-edge concreting short chute. Through the natural gas and water S's and then onto that D Group back straight. Great to have all these sponsors on board, including the Gunning Service Centre. Great to have the Gunning Service Centre, Tarnithi. You can catch up with him each and every day of the week out there at Gunning. As now Starling is closing back in on the three of Chris Brigoni. So Brigoni under pressure again as Starling looks to set something up in PCR. He can't do it. On the short shoot now towards Jax in the right-hander. That banked right-hander is now... Oh, Starling trying to go around the outside in the Karting Addiction hairpin. And that has opened the door up now for Matthew Erdman in the 60 kart. Matthew Erdman, fastest kart on the circuit. Last lap was a 46.035. So great run there. And Erdman, I think, is going to play a big factor as we're down to three laps left to run. Up the inside is Starling. Starling now has got Erdman up the inside of him. And Erdman in the 60 cut goes to the lead. So Matthew Erdman leading the way here in heat number one of Open Performance. Erdman leading from Starling. Chris Bregoni, then it's back to Tony Bregoni, Michael Stewart, Steve Martin with Daniel Orsini and Simon Davison right on his back bumper as well. In fact, Davison trying to make the move now on Orsini as they come out of the natural gas and water here S's and onto that D group back straight. Erman pulling away in the 60 cart. So Matthew Erdman, another fastest lap of the race, a 45.71 this time by here on circuit, Mark Webber. As, oh, spinner off onto the slip road there. And that looks like it might have been Michael Stewart in the 51. So Stewart drops to the back of the field now as Martin has got Orsini and Simon Davison. No, it was actually the 31 of Tony Bregoni that got into trouble into PCR that time. But to the white flag, it is Erdman, Matthew Erdman, a 45.385. A 45.385 here is a lightning quick lap. 45.383. Now is the fastest lap. So Erdman really just pulling down the lap times here. He's a second faster than Dean Starling, who's done on the last lap a 46.3. So great running here. The difference is almost 2 seconds between first and second as the checkered flag is at the ready. Checkered flag at the ready here for Matthew Erdman. Matthew Erdman in the 60 takes the win. Second place, Dean Starling. Chris Bregoni is next with then Michael Stewart. Steve Martin holding the two cart. The Ass Valley Earthworks cart across the line there with Simon Davison, Daniel Orsini and Tony Bregoni rounding out the running order. That completes the first round of heats here at the circuit, Mark Webber. All right, it's ready for heat number two. Jordan Holden in the 10. Riley Bailey's the 12. Brody Trapano is the 14. Jake McKinnon in the 17. Corey Carson's the 19. The 71, Ethan Campbell. Oh, off the pole, under pressure. A couple of carts together into turn number one. And unfortunately, one stuck in the kitty litter down there. I know that he's not coming out. So as our leader is the 71 cart, Ethan Campbell. Campbell heads into the Karting Addiction hairpin. Oh, no, in fact, it's not Campbell. It's 19 of Corey Carson. So Corey Carson leading the way. Corey Carson heads up the D group back straight with a huge advantage for the moment. Campbell in the 71 runs in second. Now watch for the 64 of Jed Wrigley. Jed Wrigley in the 64 looking to try and make his way forward. So the 64 of Wrigley. Campbell just weaving a little bit down that start finish straight. Yellow flag is out. So, yellow flag is out on the circuit down there at turn number one. I think Wrigley has made the pass. So, they're clearing that cart now. As Corey Carson. No, it's still Campbell. In fact, it's now been the 12 of Riley Bates who's got past Wrigley. Bates now trying to make the move as they come onto the D group back straight. As Bates heads up into the top turns. Campbell in the 71 drops back to third. Race leader across the start finish line now is Corey Carson. Second place is still
the 71 of Ethan Campbell. Then it's back to Riley Bates. Bates making the pass, going into turn number three, down into the dip. He holds on. No, he doesn't hold on, I don't think. No, but he's Bates in the 12. So Bates in the 12 up to second position. Corey Carson leading from Riley Bates. Then it's Ethan Campbell. Jed Wrigley's been passed now by the 33 of Hamish Campbell. So Hamish Campbell trying to make his way forward as they work along the D group back straight once again. Corey Carson, fastest kart on the circuit. He's with a 55.302. That was his last lap by. He comes across the line again and he's faster still, a 55.122. Now pursuing him is the 12 of Riley Bates. It was Bates who won heat number one, and Carson who won, he is leading heat number two. So Bates and Carson. Now Wrigley makes the move up into PCR. Turn number four, ahead now of the 33 of Hamish Campbell. So Campbell drops back to fourth position as Wrigley is up into third. Wrigley, then Campbell. Then it's back to, well, you've got Ethan Campbell and Hamish Campbell. So as the leader, Corey Carson across the start-finish line with three laps remaining. Riley Bates now goes fastest, 54.462. So Riley Bates, 4.3 seconds behind Corey Carson in the WPR Racing Kart number 19. Your race leader through Jack's Tyres right-hander and towards that karting addiction hairpin. Then it's back to Wrigley, who has got Hamish Campbell. Then it's Ethan Campbell in the deadly kart. Further back to Jack Charles, Jake McKinnon, and then it's Brady Trapano, Illick, and Holden. So as Corey Carson continues to lead here, Riley Bates in second, Jed Wrigley in third, Hamish Campbell, then Ethan Campbell. As we get set for the white flag, Riley Bates still the fastest kart on the circuit. 53.928. The fastest lap for Riley Bates, who crosses the line now under the white flag. The gap, 3 seconds. So Corey Carson really set up this race in the first couple of laps. And he now in that WPR Racing kart leads the way. Bates back in second. Then we'll have Jed Wrigley over in the Burt Wrigley Irrigation Formula K Mini Rock. Jed Riley in the 64. Right on his back bumper is the 33 of Hamish Campbell. So that's the best battle on the circuit as we see the battle for third. Our leader is Corey Carson. He's coming towards the checkered flag now. Corey Carson takes the checkered flag. Back then to Riley Bates in second position. Now it's Wrigley. Jed Wrigley holding on for third with Hamish Campbell back there in fourth position. Fifth place goes to Jack Charles. Ethan Campbell back there in sixth position. Then it should be Jake McKinnon, yes, in the 17 kart, next kart through. And Brody Trapano will round out the running order in the 14 kart.